What's up, my friends? This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 48 of the Christoph Lewis podcast, and I am so excited that you're here. It's Tuesday. It's the best day of the week, but not because it's Tuesday. It is another beautiful day to be alive, and every day is the best day of the week. Thank God it's another day. Remember, you can find this episode and all the other contemplations, the conversations, on christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. I'm on a mission to make reading cooler than it's ever been. And I'm sharing those books with you there for personal growth. They're in no particular order. And I share them every single day of the week. And I hope you follow along. I know a few people already have picked it up. And I think it's awesome. Last week, I read Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And this week, I'm reading The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. A true classic. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 91 with Alexa Gruber. This was a super unique conversation because Alexa is a military spouse. A lot of times I talk to military veterans or people active duty, but this is from her perspective, and it's super awesome because of this. A lot of times military spouses have to give up the career every few years because military moves you around. Alexa, hack that. You don't have to do that in today's day and age. She found a way to have a career and keep it. Today, I'm going to speak with you about the perfect balance in life. So let's get into it. When I was growing up, my mom used to always tell me that everything in life must be in moderation. I'm pretty sure this was a result of an incident that occurred when I was 14 years old. The incident. I was 14 years old. One of my friends came over. We got crazy drunk off of wine and Cavassier. Talk about a first way to get drunk. Unbelievable. My parents were very, very upset with me that night. My mom was freaking out and said, why don't you go down and take care of them? Dad tells a story all the time, and there was nothing they could do. Obviously, we were drunk. You can't make us undrunk in the moment. They will pay for it later, is what he said, and we sure did. For a two-day hangover, all-time worst hangover of my life. My friends, parents hated me, and my family, metaphorically speaking, probably really. We were 14 years old, and it was terrible, terrible, terrible. So sometimes you really just have to experience it for yourself to find your balance. I had no idea what balance was when I first tasted red wine. My balance for drinking from that time on, from 14 all the way to about 26, pretty much was non-existent. I was drunk or I was not drinking. I was probably like a few of you saying, I only drink to get drunk or else what's the point? It wasn't until 26 or 25 when I really started this new journey of mental transition, learning, wanting to become a better person, a better friend, and honestly, just a better version of the success that I had seen a little bit of. I realized that it was time to stop messing around, and I had this 0 to 100% mentality about drinking at the time. And then I believe it was exacerbated by just being in the military. That's what pretty much everybody did for fun. When my life, my vision, my goals really started forming from this mental transition in my life, that I then realized that being out of control to the certain degree while drinking and wasting nights and next days hungover was 0% in my agenda. My life was finally starting to balance out. But then it started going to the other end of the spectrum. You see, for me, there really isn't any balance in life. To me, balance is boring. And I get bored super easy, which is one of the many reasons I subscribe to the fact that you should never be bored. A couple years later, and I was going full force into the mindset I currently have in the opposite direction, completely opposite direction, thinking that the only way I could have fun was to drink and to party and hang out with people and be outside, staying up late. I was now consistently doing everything possible to grow out of that person and into the person I always wanted to be, even though I may not have even known that that's the person I wanted to be. I'd completely cut out drinking liquor at this point, and it's been 3 years since I've drank liquor. So at this point in my life, I have a beer or two, a glass of wine, and never more. I've been able to keep it that way ever since. I was never an alcoholic, and that's not what this episode is about. This is me sharing a personal example of my life of going completely out of balance negatively, focusing on zero things that make me a better person and completely waste my time, my money, my brain, my mind, and anything else pertaining to growth that you can think of. As I said, at this point, I started tipping to the other end of the spectrum. And upon recent reflection, I've realized that I never listened to my mom when I was a teenager, and I still haven't taken her advice. I go hard. I go 100% on something when I commit, and there is absolutely no other option in my mind once I'm convinced of that. For me, there is no balance in life when it comes to this. When I set a goal, I do everything possible to obtain that goal. I am obsessed. Nothing will get in my way. When I set time to spend with my family, nothing will get in the way of that time. This is another great example of that. Nothing is black and white. I have no balance whatsoever when it comes to focusing in on a single task. And this is a good time to chime in to say that I don't believe in multitasking. There is no such thing as an effective multitasker. And I see it as a weakness. There is only such thing as total commitment to the task at hand, and the task can change rapidly. But while you're doing that task, while you're focused, that task is your world. On the other hand, there is some balance in life. If you split work, podcast, business, and family up, I personally choose to spend my free time to the middle two, podcast and business, so I don't have any other time to quote unquote play around. At this point in my life, I'd rather spend my free time building the podcast and my new business. In the meantime, I'll do the other two things, work and family as well. I will continue to work for as long as I have to, as long as I see fit, funneling that pay into my investments while living well below my means. And the fourth split is, of course, my family. So there is a balance between all four for me, but when focused on one, there is no balance. It's non-existent, and I am tipped towards total and complete out of balance obsession with the task on hand. If I'm recording a podcast like I am now, this is all that matters. When I'm brainstorming for my business, that's all that matters. When I'm at work, that is all that matters. When I'm with my family, that's all that matters. So it's time for recap. There is both a balance in life and lack thereof in my life. This could be similar to your life, and have complete balance when you're doing something. Don't think that you need to take my mom's advice. Sorry, Mom, I know you're listening to this episode. However, my mom was also right, because I apply balance to different parts of my life. Only does it seem that there is no balance in my life looking in from the outside when you see me in the present light at the task in hand. It's okay to be completely out of balance and obsessed with what you're doing and what your time is being spent on, but perhaps strike a balance between the things you care about in life. Ultimately, like one of my number one lessons learned in 140 plus podcast episodes, is that it's all different for each one of us. There is no right answer. There is no wrong answer. You hear this almost every episode. You have to find what's best for you, but if you're out of balance with the wrong thing, it could be detrimental to the entire course of your life. However, if you're out of balance with the right things in your life could grow for the better, faster, and bigger, and more than you ever thought imaginable. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, most things on here are tailored to the individual. There is both severe imbalance in my life, and there is also a balance in my life. That is the recap. Don't think that it has to be one way for you. I will drive this home every single episode. Go hard in the paint with what you're doing, with the task at hand. Commit to your family, commit to your job. Go hard as can be on those things. But between them, find balance. From the outside, like I said, it may look like I'm obsessed with the podcast, and that's because I am. It may look like I'm obsessed in my job, because that's what I am. It may look like I'm obsessed with hanging out with my girls, and I am. So all these things are fine, and you got to find out what works right for you. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, and I would really appreciate it. A free way to help out is head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars. Thank you so much for listening, but please, don't only listen to this. Go out and apply that balance or lack thereof to your life. You can listen to all this best advice, the best podcasts, the Christoph Lewis podcast, and you can read all the books. All the best books out there. But if you don't apply it, it means nothing. So have the best day ever.